You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got another piece from myself. This time is going to be talking to the guys at Agenda Magazine.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
Hello, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're currently sitting in a park, Victoria Park, actually, to be specific. We're well. How are you, Libby?
Doing great. Just sitting in the middle of the field here. Hopefully, there's a soccer ball near us. Hopefully, we don't get hit.
Sweet. So, would you guys firstly be able to tell me about Agenda Magazine?
Yeah, so the Agenda Zine started up by me, Libby, with Nika as our website and graphic designer and Sophie as our business marketing whiz. And it was started up kind of last year during lockdown. We were wanting to create something that encapsulates the juxtapositions and intersectionalities of being queer. And it's a very, very grassroots kind of new, hot, fresh, queer thing. Anything to add? Do you reckon?
That was good.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what does this magazine aim to achieve?
So actually, funny you ask this, because we literally just had a meeting about an hour ago with the whole team. So we've got two big aims. So one aim is, you know, building a sense of queer community. So working on representation, making sure that queer people are getting represented in the ways that they want to be represented. And we do that through representing different intersections that haven't been represented, bringing all those voices together. So that's like the community aspect of it. And also with like running events, we were going to have our launch event yesterday, which unfortunately got cancelled or postponed until...
future notice, but keep your eyes peeled for that. It will be our official launch party and also bringing issue 2 as well into light.
Yeah, so... So though that kind of event would have more of a community focus to it. And then our other big aim is education. So with the representation, it's giving queer people the platform to express themselves, but it's also to make sure that those voices are being heard. So, you know, getting people to write about their experiences and then, other people can read that and learn about the different intersections.
Okay, so for the people who are interested, where can they find the zine?
So it's on theagendazine.com, and you can find it on there. It's online at the moment, and there's a few steps to go through, just the way the website's set up, but you just put on your shipping address, but just make it up. And we have a sliding scale kind of option where you can access for free, but also donate us some koha from $1 to $10. Again, we're like grassroots run. We're really just taking on that kind of zine making with little funds. We're going to hijack the system, put something out into the world. So any like a dollar or two really means that we can do another issue.
Yeah, you can also check out our Insta page, which is at The Agenda Zine. So that's got some stuff on that as well, some artwork, some information about our contributors. And we've also got a Twitter, literally the same name, The Agenda Zine.
Yeah, Facebook too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. This magazine's been put out during Pride Month. So what is the importance of making sure that queer voices are heard?
So pretty much, you know, I think it's very, very important. Queer representation has not really been done very well in the past. You know, with film and television, a lot of that is just, you know, it's mainly just stereotypes of queer people and queer identities and expressions.
Or it's a singular narrative.
Yeah,
where you get, you know, within the queer community, you've got certain privileged groups. And so what we're trying to do is highlight the experiences of people of colour, of the non-binary and trans community, of, you know, fluidity and contradictions and juxtapositions within that, and how you can be queer but also have these other parts to you as well.
Okay. Yeah.
So part of this whole thing is that, and especially we've seen in like the media sort of sphere, that zines hold this special power compared to other forms of media. So from your eyes, what power do zines hold compared to, say, more traditional forms?
So I guess zines started up as a very, like, DIY kind of culture of just going to do it yourself with a photocopy, some collages and some, you know, ink stamps, right? That's how zines started. And so we always want to embody that kind of energy, right? It's not waiting for gatekeepers or waiting for corporations to accept your pitch. That's kind of, I think, zines have that kind of risky, unafraid kind of, that kind of, energy. So that's always at the core of what we do, why we want to do it. And we've been really lucky to receive some funding from the council, but at the end of the day, you know, we're just four students who want to put something out in the world, want to disrupt some things, want to stimulate some conversations and foster a sense of community.
Okay, and what can people find in the magazine? What can they expect to find when it comes to sort of articles, art, all that sort of good stuff?
Yeah, so we've got a range of pieces. So our visual editor, Sophie, has done an incredible job of, you know, reaching into the community and sourcing a diverse range. We've also got a number of articles. So it's an interview with 95BFM's own Amelia Berry, talking about the place of non-binary and trans musicians specifically and the changes that she hopes to see within the music scene specifically. Also some really lovely queer music recommendations. We've also had a piece that Levy did.
So there was a piece I did about Eliana, who's an intersex trans woman. It was getting them to talk about what their experience has been as an intersex trans woman, and then also what it's like to be intersex within the queer community. The zine's got a lot of important pieces like that. Mm. It's also got really, really cool photography. It's got comics, cartoons,
poetry. It was really important for us that, you know, at the forefront of our minds, we've always been quite intentional with making active, proactive choice to reach into the communities. And so, especially if people reading it, I feel like we've forgotten a voice or there's someone you think we should talk to, like, definitely chuck us a DM, slide into those DMs, let us know, because we're just so aware that some certain voices get privileged over others or get platformed more. And what we're trying to do is showcase a diverse range. And we're not saying we've answered that with issue two. We're just going to keep trying with future issues, having a more encapsulating range.
We want to amplify those voices.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to sort of put a cheeky plug in there. I've got an article in there as well, which I wrote about siblings and sexuality, which I definitely recommend going and checking out as well. Is there anything else you guys want to sort of say surrounding the magazine at all?
Flick us a follow on Insta, The Agenda Zine.
And we really love hearing feedback. And you know, we just started this last year. We're really young and got big energy. Send us some koha. Come to the launch party.
Yeah, also send us submissions. So you can send us a submission on theagendazine@gmail.com. Or if you just go onto our website, there's a contact us section. You can flick us an email through there, get in touch, and we'd love to have your piece included.
Sweet. Thank you so much, guys, for talking to me this afternoon.
Thanks for having
us.
James's piece, pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay, then I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.
Thanks.
Cheers. Too.
See ya. Sweet. So that was Sherry and Lovey from The Agenda magazine talking about their magazine, which was supposed to launch in person last night, but unfortunately couldn't due to the restrictions just sort of going all over the place. So if you guys are wanting to read that or sort of wanting to contribute, make sure to go and check it all out. So next up, we have a piece surrounding an announcement that came from the Prime Minister yesterday.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.